Yat prasadadidam vishvam. Prasidati yadatmakam. Sasvadvig bhagavadyasya. Toshiyate nanyayadvisha. Yat prasadadidam vishvam. Prasidati yadatmakam. Sasvadvig bhagavadyasya. Toshiyate nanyayadvisha. Yat. By whose? Prasadat. Mercy of. Idam. This. Vishwam. Universe. Prasidati. Becomes happy. Yat. Whose. Atmakam. Because of his omnipotence. Saha. He. Swadrik. Taking special care for his devotees. Bhagavan. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yasya. Whose. Toshyate. Becomes pleased. Ananyaya. Without deviation. Drisha. By intelligence. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Everyone will be pleased with him because the personality of Godhead, the supreme controller of the universe, is always satisfied with a devotee who does not wish for anything beyond him. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is situated everywhere as the Supersoul, and he can dictate to anyone and everyone as he likes. The would-be grandson of Diti, who was predicted to be a great devotee, would be liked by everyone, even by the enemies of his father, because he would have no other vision beside the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A pure devotee of the Lord sees the presence of his worshipable Lord everywhere. The Lord reciprocates in such a way that all living entities in whom the Lord is dwelling as the Supersoul also like a pure devotee, because the Lord is present in their hearts and can dictate to them to be friendly to his devotee. There are many instances in history wherein even the most ferocious animal became friendly to a pure devotee of the Lord. Prahlad is so famous that he hasn't even been born yet. This is just in the future. Still, Kashyapa is just delighted. Or is Kashyapa speaking? Yes. Just to think about how he's going to take his birth and the benign influence he's going to have on everyone who meets him. So this is the nature of a pure soul. One who's actually pure, who actually has love of God, then it's very hard for anyone to consider him an enemy. Dhirna, dhirna jana priyo, priyakaro. The Rupa and Sanatan and his co-workers, the six Goswamis, were so priyakaro, so attractive, that not only the dhiras, the sober devotees, but even those who could not control their minds and senses, and were always viewing others as friends and enemies, they could also not be helped, but be attracted to Srila Rupa and Sanatana. And Prabhupada explains it's the dictation of the super soul. The super soul dictates even to the person who is normally envious against everybody that this is something different. Don't act like this toward this person. This is the dictation of the super soul. So the devotee, for one idea to be taken from this, is that a devotee is protected by the Lord. That no, he doesn't have to worry about any enemies. Even if people consider them his enemy, themselves his enemies, they cannot harm him. He's always under the protection of the super soul. Even in the rare case of someone like Hiranyakashipu, who is such an incorrigible demon, that he even considers Prahlad his enemy. No one else could do that. Consider this innocent boy, an enemy. Only Hiranyakashipu could be so horrible as to identify Prahlad as his enemy, especially since it's his own son. Only a very evil father would want to destroy his son, no matter how bad the son is. And the only bad thing that Prahlad did was become a devotee of Vishnu, the enemy of his enemy who killed his older brother. But even though Hiranyakashipu took this radical step of taking Prahlad to be his enemy that no one else ever did, still he could not harm Prahlad. Even if such a crazy person thinks of the pure devotee as his enemy and tries to harm him, the Supreme Lord won't allow it to happen. The devotee, the pure devotee, is always under Krishna's protection. The Brajvasis knew this, even though they were not thinking that Krishna is actually Narayana. If they thought like that, then their relationships, their loving, intimate relationships with him would be spoiled if they thought that he was the Supreme Lord. So they had to put that fact aside. But still, they always were confident that Krishna would protect them. The boys marched right into the mouth of Agasura because they knew that Krishna would protect them. They followed Krishna's advice to just close their eyes and the forest fire would go away. They were confident that Krishna would save them. Not thinking that he's God, but Krishna is so wonderful, he's divinely protected, and whatever he says will be true. So the Vrijvasis have complete confidence in Krishna's protection. Krishna rakshasiti iti vishvaso. One of the six characteristics of one who has actually taken shelter at Krishna's feet, Sharanagata, that he's confident that Krishna will protect me in any situation. Such a person can take sannyas. He can go anywhere, fearless, all by himself. He can travel in the jungle where there are wild animals. He can travel in the cities where there are wild human beings. And be fearless without having an army or a family or money in the bank to protect him. He doesn't need it. That's the fearless position of a sannyasi. Srila Prabhupada was given this name by his father, Abhaya Charanadavinda, the servant of Krishna whose lotus feet are the source of fearlessness. And Prabhupada exhibited this quality through all his life, that he was fearless. He was able to go to the most horrible places by himself and trust in Krishna's protection and Krishna's assurance of success. He trusted that. He had no fear and he had all confidence. So a similar devotee is young Prahlad. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu liked to hear the story of Prahlad. He didn't want to always just listen to the Rasalila. He liked to hear the narrations of Dhruva and Prahlad, these two young boys who were fearless, who took shelter of Krishna at all risk. Young children are not supposed to take to sadhana, to take to any kind of discipline unless they're forced to. But they did. They risked everything to get Krishna's lotus feet.
Hare Krishna. Okay, we'll stop there. So thank you. Are there any questions or comments?